Welcome into Hour 2 of the game. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner, all with you here. You can't be serious at 5:50. We'll play the game Spelling Bee at 5:25. We got to crown our own champion after the Scripps National Spelling Bee crowned their champion last night. Coming up here in the open, two questions that I think we got to answer here about the Corey Sutton-Bill Snyder situation after Sutton was granted his release earlier today. You can call us 537-1350, 866-776-1350, or tweet us at the game KMAN with your questions or comments. All right, so the timeline of events in the last 24 hours, we had Bill Snyder make comments at the Capbacker event last night in Kansas City that generated a ton of headlines, front page of ESPN.com-esque news, when he specifically commented insinuating most people would believe anyway that Corey Sutton had failed a couple of drug tests while he was here at K-State. That really started to generate headlines and eventually led to today at around 1:30, K-State granting Corey Sutton his release. We got a press release from K-State after that. It included an apology from Bill Snyder about the comments that he made about the drug test last night in regards, presumably, to Corey Sutton. So the first question here is, was that what needed to be done? And I think that's the easier question to answer. And it's a pretty simple, I think we both agree, yes, that with the events of last night, there wasn't much choice. With all the bad publicity and all the bad press that was coming in, there was not much choice other than to go ahead and give in and give Corey Sutton his release. And I think it really did all hinge and all change on the comments last night. If you have not heard them yet, here is what Bill Snyder said in regards to the drug tests and Corey Sutton.
You know, if you do right and abide by, you know, the law and our regulations, you know, this young man's been in trouble twice, tested positive twice. You know, I've never kept a player in our program who's tested positive two times and drug testing, but we had some rules in the athletic department that allowed that to happen this time.
If the story had stayed where it was before that, there's a chance that unless Corey Sutton decides to lawyer up like Letty Romero did, that the story is then going to fizzle and die and it will not be all that big of a deal. But this, keep using this analogy, took a smoldering fire, threw a bunch of lighter fluid on top of it, then it was out of control. And you had to go ahead and do the one thing you could do that at least for right now would put out that fire. And that was go ahead and give Corey Sutton his release.
And it was just ironic because, again, like we talked about in the first hour, it could be Bill Snyder's own doing that it ended up ending this way for K-State, which should be said, this is about as good as it could have ended after what had taken place last night. I mean, it ends with K-State giving him release, a statement from Gene Taylor, a statement with an apology from Bill Snyder. And now this is, I mean, basically this is all that we're going to be talking about this. You know, it's a Friday. We're going to get into the weekend. By Monday, things really should have calmed down from this. So it's ending about as well as it possibly could, given the circumstances. But we did not get to this point without some very, very curious decision-making from all parties over the last 24 hours.
You had taken the L already.
Yes.
It was best to bow out as gracefully as possible at this point.
And my look at it is, when it comes to K-State and the football program, a big positive for them is how quick it ended. 2 days. I mean, that wasn't a ton of time, even though the media still got their hands on it. It's not enough time to really, you don't have to continue to talk about it forever. With the Letty Romero situation, to bring that up, that took about a week.
Yeah, and you're right about that. And outside the lines, picking up on it.
Everybody did.
It took off longer and probably in that regard did cause more damage. But I think ending it as quick as it did right here, as quick after at least the comments from last night, relatively quick fashion that it happened, it helps protect a couple of things. One is something that we really haven't gone down this road at all with any of the commentary on this issue, and that's because I think this gets put on the back burner somewhat with all the front burner things that are happening. There's so much around you that you have to decipher and figure out what to do with. But we're forgetting about the fact there is a team here in Manhattan that's poised to win a lot of games next year. And we feel good about it, and it's a preseason top 25 team and may well be the last one that Bill Snyder coaches here at K-State. It's an important year for the football program, and they've had a lot of distractions really to deal with this offseason. There has been the health issues, obviously, of Bill Snyder. He has not been around at practice, workouts, whatever it may be, as much. And so that has been a change and at least something that gets brought up a lot. I know most parties involved there would downplay that it's been any kind of distraction at all, but that has to be at least something. It adds to what a normal offseason would be. And now you have this story as well, and it's not just the fact that this story has come up in headlines and that Coach Snyder has taken a beating in the national eye, I think, in a lot of ways based on this. It's also just the fact that this is about a player that was in this locker room as recently as this spring. And, you know, if you listen word for word to what Corey Sutton says, at least when I was talking to him, he would paint the picture that there are a lot of players that are in defense of him and a lot of players that feel the way he feels about things. I didn't air a lot of that stuff because I take it with a grain of salt just from the fact that he is a guy that's emotional and upset and in the moment right now. But naturally, players, when an issue like this happens, there are going to be some cliques going on. There are going to be guys that are more friends with one player than the other. And you just worry about this type of an issue splitting up people in the locker room, splitting up players that would feel differently about either side of this thing.
And we did see tangibly when you looked at the tweets when they were still up from Corey Sutton, there were current and former K-State players that had liked or retweeted those tweets, and those aren't necessarily, you know, complete endorsements to Corey Sutton's cause, but they're at least somewhat a show of support for what he's doing. And so there is evidence there that there are players that feel that are on both sides of the aisle with this. And you talk about the distractions over the course of the offseason when you combine this with Coach Snyder's health. It's real easy for me to sit here and say this because I wasn't really around or paying that much attention in the first 10 years or so of Snyder's tenure at K-State. But maybe you could say that this is the most distraction that Bill Snyder's program has had in an offseason in the time that he's been at K-State. And that is something that we have just not had to see how that's been handled in the past. You know, we don't know how they come together through this. Maybe it can be a positive thing. Maybe it's negative. We don't know. But again, we just don't have the evidence there to suggest one way or the other if this is going to be a bad thing long-term for the program.
Well, specifically, they have not had an issue to deal with, I would say, that has revolved around something that Bill Snyder, in most ways, could have controlled. You know, this was something in his control to make or not make the comments. And that is where, yeah, we haven't really seen what this team, which is so used to just controlled environment, do the same thing every day, routine. This breaks out of that routine. The other thing here, and my hope is that for the most part, this winds up not being a giant issue. It's just a blip on the radar screen, a speed bump. But as K-State fans, I think we all think about the end of Bill Snyder's tenure coming up here and his legacy, and just a wonderful legacy that he has built, both on and off the field, with his reputation and even from Vahe Gregorian, even from Dennis Dodd, guys that have written in recent weeks and months glowing pieces about Bill Snyder and the job that he has done. They clearly have a ton of respect for him, but even they had to acknowledge that this is not a good look. This was not a positive development, a positive thing that happened. Just don't want this to go downhill. You want to have a lasting great image of Bill Snyder because of all the incredible, wonderful, insert whatever adjective you want here, things that he has done in Manhattan for Kansas State University.
You're absolutely right about that. And I've talked to a couple of people about this that have told me, and I would absolutely echo this, that the main tension, the main stress, the main fear that they are feeling right now is not because of this situation itself. It's because they want so badly for the end of Bill Snyder's career to be a honeymoon or a fairy tale or something like that. And you just do not want, I mean, you look at like the polar opposite being like Joe Paterno or something like that as the absolute worst that things could possibly happen. But you want it to be something so positive that he can, you know, we saw when he won his 200th game last year, getting carried into the locker room on his players' shoulders. We saw it in 2005 when he retired the first time, that exact same thing happened with him on the players' shoulders. You want the career to end like that. And situations like this cast some doubt into whether or not that is actually going to happen.
I do still have some other fallout, quote-unquote, issues to cover here, I think. I'll move that to 540. That being just what happens in scenarios like this in the future, because there's a couple different ways this thing could go from here, seeing what the outcome was after Corey Sutton went public, not only to the press, but on social media, and he wound up getting the outcome that he wanted. But it's been a stressful couple of days. We've all been worked up. How about we just ease the tension, have some fun in our next segment? Scripps National Spelling Bee is now over. There was an awesome moment from a kid who just nailed a word and walked off like mic drop off the stage. So it inspired me to put together a spelling bee for the game. Mitch and Tyler are going to compete. I've got the words, and trust me, they're all fun words that relate to the show and to the sports world. You're listening to The Game.